Needless to say, this particular sermon will be an unusual one because here within the building, I'm the only one here. And that was out of caution for the congregation so that we not congregate here today with the virus that's going around. And we didn't want to make anyone sick or allow anyone to get sick. So what we decided to do was to do the message today and put it online, and hopefully you will go online to hear the words that we're sharing today. Alan and Mikey are out of town right now, so I will give the message, and we want to make sure that we pray for their safe return and that they had some time together and some time to just reflect and enjoy their family. Today's sermon is unique because of the concern for the welfare of our members. This message is for presentation online at the church's website. We're delivering this lesson without an audience present here today, as I said before. And we want to take a moment to offer prayer for Alan and Mikey and for their safe return from out of town. We, of course, want to offer prayers of healing for those who are ill and those who will become ill from the horrific scourge of this coronavirus which has attacked our world. We ask a prayer, offer a prayer, rather, to the Lord in reference to the illnesses that have befallen the world itself. Heavenly Father, we humbly approach your throne of grace, seeking your guidance, your mercy, and your healing for those in need of your provisions. For those of us who are rightly concerned and anxious about our health and the safety of our family, friends, and fellow human beings the world over, we offer this lesson. And we've entitled this lesson, Our God is a Mighty Fortress. And the text for the lesson will come to us from Psalm 18, 2 and 3. And it reads, The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my mountain, where I seek refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold. Psalm 18, 3 says, I called to the Lord, who was worthy of praise, and I was saved from my enemies. As Christians, we are called upon to be examples to the world. We often profess our faith to the world, but ever so often, we're presented with an opportunity to live out our faith in a very public way. When the world is confused, fearful, lost, and in a state of panic, many people neglect to consult with the one who can offer wise counsel, our Father in heaven. Christians are instructed to take it to the Lord in prayer. Such a situation currently presents itself with the current danger of the deadly coronavirus running rampant throughout the world. Of course, as Christians, we also are confused. We're frightened and anxiety-ridden ourselves, just as the entire world is. But we have one thing people of the world do not have. We have faith in a loving God who said he would never leave us nor forsake us. As we examine our selected scriptures this morning, the first area of examination I would like for us to concentrate on is God as our fortress. Which begs the question, precisely what is a fortress? In times past, the fortress was a place of safety and refuge from danger and harm. As a matter of fact, in 1529, while suffering from depression himself, Martin Luther, theologian, found great comfort in Psalm 46. And with it, As an inspiration, he wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God," a song we sing in our meetings today. This inspiration begs the question of precisely what is a fortress? What is its properties? And what is its purpose? And since we have titled this lesson, "God is Our Fortress," we can begin where Martin Luther started in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present helper who is omnipresent in times of trouble. He's always there. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its waters roar and foam in the mountains quake with this turmoil. We will not be afraid. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our stronghold. Since we titled this lesson, "God is Our Fortress," let us now turn to understand the properties of a fortress so that we can see the connection with God. A fortress is a place that is protected against attack. A fortified place is a well-protected location intended to be difficult for enemies to enter. 13 times in the Psalms, we find the word fortress. First of all, we learned that God is indeed a mighty fortress for the people of God. Psalm 18 and 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress." Psalm 46 reads, "God is our refuge." He's a bulwark, never failing. A bulwark is a solid wall-like structure raised for defense. God's protection will never fail us. Hebrews 13 and 5 says that Christ will not fail us, nor will he forsake us. With that in mind, Christians, do not fear an evil-filled world. The good news for us today is that no matter what Satan and his followers may do to us, God's truth and his kingdom lives forever. God's truth never dies. The ages may come, the ages may go. Mountains may wear away, the stars may retire. Destruction lays the mighty cities low, and empires, states, and dynasties expire. But caught and handed onward by the wise, the truth never dies. This fact is undoubtedly actual to God's will. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "The word of the Lord endures forever." A mighty fortress is our God. What a beautiful truth. What a consoling truth. To know that God is our protector, that God is the fortress we can go to be safe. The man of God choosing Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can save us from eternal damnation if we obey the gospel. Mark 16, 15 and 16 says, as Christians, we need not fear the evil that seeks to undo us. God and his cause cannot be defeated. Obey the gospel and live for God. And when the dust is settled in this titanic struggle between God and evil, you will be on the winning side. As we finish this lesson, I would like to do so with three individual prayers. The first one will be to those who are suffering from this illness called coronavirus and their families. Another to those who care for the suffering ones. And lastly, a prayer for a cure, a healing, and the eradication of this awful disease. For those who are ill with coronavirus, Father God, our prayer is this. You are the ultimate healer. Father, we come before you to pray for those infected with this virus. We pray for not only their healing, but for them to be comforted while they heal. Lord, please eradicate every ounce of this virus from their bodies. Please heal every cell in their bodies, every infected part of their being. We pray for no lasting effects in their bodies from this illness. Father, please heal them inside and out and provide them with the medical care they need, with the medications they need, and with the healing, not only physically, but spiritually, so that they may live life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Our second prayer will be for those who worry and are about the spread of the coronavirus. Father God, we know that worry and fear are not of your heart. 1 John 4 reminds us that perfect love casts out all fear. And we pray that your perfect love upon the hearts of all those who are burdened with the fear of this virus. Lord, we know without doubt that you are bigger than the threat of anything, especially illnesses. Please comfort those who are living in fear. Please free them from the bondage that anxiety creates within them. Remind them, Heavenly Father, that you are still on the throne. Remind them, Heavenly Father, that you are still in control. Finally, rain down the serenity that comes only from the Prince of Peace. Help those who are living in unease to trust you, Lord, in this time, so that in times to come, we may rest assured that you will be faithful to be with us until the end of the age. We rest at the throne of the Almighty, such fears and cast them upon you, Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, for your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Matthew 11:30, we know that you cover us with your wings of protection. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly, our third prayer for this morning is a prayer for those treating the sick. Heavenly Father, we come to pray for those who are caring for the sick. It takes a kind, selfless heart to care for those who are sick. And so, Father, we pray for them. We pray for their strength, their endurance, their courage. We pray for them, Heavenly Father, for their dedication. We pray that you be their source of rest, their source of replenishment when they become weary, their source of hope in such overwhelming times. Lord, we know in Luke 6:38, that whatsoever pours out shall be given back in proportion. So we pray blessings upon these caregivers. We also pray for their health, that they may not fall ill themselves. Father, protect them with a hedge of protection against the germs of the coronavirus, and help those who are giving to be protected as they nurse others back to health. Bless them, O Lord. Now is the time to be in prayer, not only for the protection for all that are involved at this time. We pray for a cure and for vaccines to be made so that this virtue, this virus, will not claim another life. Advancements are being made each day, and praying for each step of the process is needed. We live in an age where we are able to look back at a worldwide illness that could easily be eradicated today because of the discoveries in modern medicine. And in such, we have opportunity to pray for the Lord to reveal to scientists and doctors what is needed to wipe out this coronavirus from the face of the earth, so that it is a distant memory very soon. Relying on his wisdom through inspiration is crucial to those in the search for a cure. Continue to pray for them. This concludes our lesson for today. And in parting, may we say, may God bless you all, keep you, and protect you, and give you the courage and the faith to know that God is still in control until our next appointed time. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.